Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
After a 2-week break, we're back, baby.
It feels so weird. Yes.
No, we've been doing this since 2018-19, and I think last week was the first week we may have missed. I'm not totally sure about that.
Are you slacking?
I know. I feel
well, one thing to be every other week, though. So
that's true. Thank you.
So it only became weekly once we started streaming.
Very good point. But
still
if you
slacking.
This, so last week it was Christmas, and we were off, and no one was here. And this is a different week, too, because everyone, this is not normally a it's recorded, but we're recording this for YouTube. We're recording this for our digital channel. You can seek it out. If you're listening to this next week, Monday, you can seek this out and watch it. Who doesn't want to see Mindy and Nikki, right?
Exactly.
It's on 16.
Hi, Nikki. Hi.
And so it's on our... on our streaming app, and you can do that. But if you want to listen, we're here for you. We got you every week, and we welcome you back, and we're ready to rock and roll.
So wait, this one's not live?
This one is the first one that's not recorded live.
Haven't you noticed he's not as nervous as usual?
He's different.
As they would say in the Gong Show, I remember they used to introduce the show each week, almost live, Chuck Barris and the Gong Show. So we're almost live. All right, so anything else we have to make up from?
I don't think so. I think just Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, it's nice to all be back together again.
2026.
And I know Joe likes that now the holidays are done and we get back to some normalcy.
We are almost there.
We're almost there.
I can't wait. The highlight of my year, I say it every year, is vacuuming where the tree used to be. And that's coming up, I think, this weekend.
No.
Yes,
it is. Seems a little early to me.
No, my wife is partial snowbird. She goes to Florida with her mother for a week or two, because she works remotely.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she's going next weekend, which means she knows she has to have all of her stuff done before she leaves. Because I will rip it and tear it down when she's gone. And that's chaos.
She can't let that happen.
No. Who knows what will happen to those ornaments?
Yeah, I'm ready to move on. I don't get the lingering thing. Help me out.
I like to linger.
But no other holiday lingers. That's what I don't understand. You don't leave your Halloween stuff up. You don't shoot fireworks off.
Well, I think part of it is we need that Christmassy feeling for a while because it's just gloomy and snowy and that
January's
kind of thing.
January's so blah. You need that holiday cheer.
I read something, and I don't know if it at all. It must have been a while ago, but that it used to be people didn't really get into the Christmas decorations or stuff until right at Christmas. And then the 12 days of Christmas were after Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
And so you would – some people only put up their tree on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
And then would be really Christmassy afterwards. And now it's trended more towards way before. And then a lot of people are done right after Christmas.
Now it's November 1st.
Yes.
Yeah, it's now pre. I want everyone to know I had a wonderful childhood, and I'm a pretty normal guy. I swear to you guys. I had a wonderful childhood, and I used to love Christmas. But now when I see knickknacks and snowmen and evergreens, I hate all that. I don't want to see a snowman in my house. To me, it's like granny stuff. Get it out of here.
I love snowmen.
You know what I mean?
But
I
your
know.
Pagan ancestors loved the greenery, and that they put it in their home specifically to make things more green and light up a little bit during the Christmas season.
My wife does not like winter. Here's the contradiction I can't get by in my head. She does not like winter. She does not like snow. We're together in that. And she has posters in our house, not posters, signage, that says, "Let it snow." I said, this doesn't make any sense at all.
I thought
you ripped
that down.
She says, "Oh, it's all about the spirit," and I'm like, "No, I don't get it.
I don't get it either."
Weird feeling though now that we're getting into this January mode because then it's just the holiday's done.
Yeah,
there's nothing else.
January funk.
There's a January like okay.
I think the February funk is worse.
February funk worse?
I totally disagree, and I'm going to prove it meteorologically. December's the worst month. It's the darkest month. Mm-hmm. There's all these holiday obligations. There's a lot of chaos. January, we're already getting almost an hour more daylight. In February, by the end of February, the sun is going down at 6 p.m. The temperatures are rising. February is nothing but hope.
Okay.
What's depressing about February? It's hope, hope, hope.
I feel like John should pick the first question.
Folks,
hope.
This is where you get to speak. It's brownbag@wnep.com, brownbag@wnep.com. We get your questions emailed to us. We crumble them up. We stick them in here. We never know what we're going to get. Brownbag at WNEP.com. And sometimes, John, he gets nervous and he has to go like this. And he says, the public
the
can't hear
I
this.
Don't need the bell, but this
John
isn't
wants...
a question.
Here, okay. It's not a question,
but it's an observation.
Here we go. Uh-oh. Observations.
If streaming is kind of a gray area with the FCC guidelines, then maybe the WNEP girls can do the podcast in bikinis.
Only if the guys do it, too.
I don't know.
What would we have to do? Speedos?
That in bikinis.
That was sent by James.
James. So is James a pervert? I mean, do we want to...
Well, I don't know
sort
if
of.
I'm a pervert, but...
sort of.
James, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if anyone wants to see that.
Yeah. I would say the answer is no.
All right. Let's back up. So we're not sure about the FCC stuff, though.
It is gray.
Well, I mean, the FCC is not going to be upset about anything in bikinis. That's not against the rules. It's just
right.
There's good
but it takes away the integrity of these journalists.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right. They are not to be objectified as things.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
We appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. I got to say
he
the
set
right
the record straight.
He did. Yes, he did.
They are not things.
All right. A question for all. You guys seem to include everyone in your fun and games. Well, almost everyone. Why don't you let Andy Palumbo in on your reindeer games?
We may not even be able to comment any more on this. Wait.
Why not?
Well, I'll say this. So Andy told me once years ago, don't mention him during my forecast. Don't put his heads on the weather map.
Aww.
And don't do anything like that. Not in a mean way. He just said it's not his thing
not
and
his
he
thing.
Doesn't want to be
yeah,
a part.
Yeah, it's not his thing.
So even bringing this up now maybe is
ooh.
Disrespecting his request.
Oh, okay.
So I will just say that. He doesn't want to be a part of this. Whatever. That's his thing. He's a serious Walter Cronkite-like guy.
Who's and that's this? And
so
that's
Kevin
fine.
Donovan.
That's
yeah. So that's why Andy, he did a podcast with me.
Did
oh,
he?
That's right. He
so
did.
If you want to, sir, look back well, in the right, archives of yeah. this podcast, he sat down in here for an hour with me, and we had a great podcast together. So yeah. He will do that.
You talked about the history of Andy?
The history of Andy Palumbo, his arc in his broadcasting career, and everything about Andy Palumbo that you need to know, how he was raised, what his parents yeah. did, where he's from. And huh. look back on all the Mr. Curiosity podcasts. You could see Mindy, Nikki. We all did these things.
Yeah.
And let's be real. It's not just Andy. There's lots of people like Andy in the news business that wouldn't feel comfortable in the kind of morning newscast that we do.
Okay.
And in kind of a lot of the ways WNEP does things.
Although I've been impressed with Justin Gick lately.
Yes.
He's done a fabulous job filling in
we
over
love
the holidays.
Justin Gick, yeah. And I hope to have him here someday. So
I
maybe
know.
We'll do him. He's awesome.
Well, it's your turn. So.
There's something just really likable about that guy, and
yeah.
I can't put my finger on it. I almost, well, how old is he? Do you know?
I don't know.
Mid late 20s?
That's what I think.
I want him
yeah,
to be my son.
He's had quite a few jobs, and like his career's taken some turns.
Yeah, so, I think yeah. he's
I
like
Justin,
mid
20s. I want Justin Gick to be my stepson.
I think he okay. could, we could arrange right. that.
You could arrange.
You could be the godfather or something.
All right, this is for Kathy. I moved out of the area, therefore I watch on the app on my television. Thank you, Kathy, for watching on the app. You can watch anywhere on planet Earth. Recently, the app changed, and you can only rewind or fast forward 15 seconds at a time. I know nothing about this.
Oh, I don't know.
However, can you change the speed? However, you can change the speed. My question is why... do I want to slow down or speed up the program, Kathy?
Oh, you can change the speed?
Yeah, she said she can change the speed. You can change the speed on podcasts, too. Do you guys ever see that little...
I always change the
yeah,
speed.
Yeah, it's X1.5,
yeah.
X.5. You can change how fast you listen
you
to
you forgot
it.
To read the PS. That's ooh. The best part.
P.S. It was amusing to watch Joe at double speed.
Oh, Todd, that has to be amusing.
All right. So, yeah, you could. I don't know. Why would you?
We don't. And we don't know the technical
details
of WNP Plus or how that works.
Right.
I don't know who it was in the newsroom, though, that introduced me to with the corporate training videos that you could
yeah.
play them.
Double
on
speed.
Double speed.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a big bonus.
Joe would
you're
know if he ever did those training
you're
videos.
You're getting the same vital, important information from
faster.
Corporate training, but in a more efficient way.
A lot faster.
I wish that I had that option for my mother-in-law and my wife when they tell me stories. If I can hit one.
Careful. Careful.
He's going to get in trouble.
I want to hit 1.5 or even 2 and just to...
Your lovely mother-in-law listens to this podcast.
Mindy, it's not them. It's me.
I know.
I have a short attention span, and I'm easily distracted, and they just give me too many details.
Too much information. That's all I'm saying.
It's not them. It's me. I want the crib notes.
Okay.
I want the bullet points.
You want the cliff notes.
I want them to speak to me in bullet points. Okay. That's what I want them to do.
I don't think that's possible.
Come on, Nikki.
Hi, Morning Crew. If you are a book lover, how do you prefer to enjoy your books? A print book, ebook, or device or audiobooks? Any favorite genres? Love the podcast. By the way, my favorite Monday morning listen. Lisa in Williamsport.
Isn't that
Lisa? Yeah.
That's nice.
I am a book lover.
And in which way?
Yeah, which way?
So I love my Kindle, but there's something cool about holding a book. But I've recently gotten into audiobooks. Mm. And I thought that the audiobooks were cheating at first. I really didn't think it was like reading a book. But now I love it.
Really?
I listen to it on 1.5 speed.
Oh, do you really?
It is.
I do. Because I don't like when people talk slow.
And then the door creaked open.
And then I get bored.
And a man
bored.
Entered the room.
And I don't know. I have a short attention span, too, and I like to hear it faster.
So do you do this when you're mainly driving? Or
yes.
Just, would you ever put it on and just sit on your couch? Or no, you wouldn't do that.
No.
You're always doing something.
When I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Cleaning, driving. Because I drive back and forth to my boyfriend's house. And,
oh, that's true. I mean, yeah.
So that's what
it's
you
nice
listen to.
Listening to a book or a podcast.
Yeah, but don't you lose the internet at that point, though?
If I have it downloaded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, download them.
She's going to Sullivan County.
When I drove to Sullivan County, close to where your boyfriend lives, we didn't have any internet at all. So
right.
I couldn't make phone calls.
Oh, I know.
It was, yeah.
I know. That's why.
It's at the world's end.
Download a podcast or download a book, and it's perfect.
Oh, cool.
And Mindy's a big bookie. What do you do?
And so are you.
Well, I like to read, but I don't read much anymore.
You don't have a lot of time. Yeah.
And I like to hold a book. My biggest problem with reading right now is when I start to read a book, because I'm on the shift and get up at 2 in the morning, I just fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I start reading and I just get tired and I fall asleep.
Yep. So you never did the audiobooks?
I've never done Kindle.
You're
any
old
of those.
School.
I'm old school.
Really?
Hold
you've
book.
Never done Kindle?
Never
Interesting.
Done Kindle.
No, well, Mindy, you
yes,
you're
I've
the,
done
you're,
it all.
I see you as the bookworm.
I've done it all, man.
You've done it all.
Yeah.
So what do you prefer?
I don't know. I think it just depends on my mood. I mean, I love going to the library and perusing the shelves.
Nerdy.
And seeing, extremely nerdy, yes. And John and I both like World War II books.
Definitely.
We are always exchanging those books that are good. I just read a really good one about this dog during World War II. I'll have to tell you about it later, but it was called No Better Friend. And it was really, really, really good.
That doesn't
good.
Sound interesting.
Oh, it was
now,
good.
If it were Nazi death machines of World War II,
well, there
I'd
were
be into
there
that.
Was Nazi death in there. Yeah, there was constant. The dog was in the concentration camp.
Oh,
okay. So,
oh,
what
yeah.
about do you listen to audiobooks then?
I only listen to audiobooks like when I'm driving, usually on a trip. I don't often do it. I usually
and
prefer
why?
To
is
read.
It a different
I don't know.
Experience, do you
it's
think?
A different experience.
It is a
for
different.
Me.
Do you feel yeah. it's a different experience?
It is a different experience.
Huh.
Especially
I mean,
if
it's
you
more
don't...
like a podcast.
Well, yeah. part of it is you have to like the person's
you have
voice.
To like the person's voice.
Yes. So if you don't like the reader's voice, then it's not
That's
enjoyable.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
you should read audiobooks.
That's a great idea. Do you think I could make a living doing that?
I think so.
But aside from
I would
the
listen to you read it.
Aside from the voice. Because I haven't read a lot of books in years, but when I used to, it's very immersive and it's a whole different experience when you're reading. And if you listen, it's not the same. I don't even care
That's
about the
That's why I thought it might be
It's
cheating,
a whole different experience.
But it's not
cheating. It's like cheating,
no.
but it's not.
You're
it's
still
not.
Imagining it as if you're
you
reading
are.
It.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
You
and,
agree.
Yeah. But like you said about it kind of puts you to sleep, that's how I get to sleep at night.
With audiobooks?
No.
Reading.
With my Kindle.
Oh, okay.
Same. I have to read every
yeah.
night.
I read every night before I go to bed.
And sometimes
and
it annoys my husband.
Sleep.
Because you're reading.
Yeah. Usually we don't go to bed at the same time. But, like, yeah. if we're on vacation or whatever, I'll be like, oh, I have to read.
And
he's
what
like,
annoys him? He wants
can't
you
we
to
turn
what?
Off the
he
light?
He wants you to watch TV or something?
No,
oh,
no. He's
your
just
lights
like,
out,
oh,
go to bed.
The light.
Yeah, yeah. And he doesn't say anything for the most part. But every once in a while, he's like, are you done? And I'm like, nope. You knew this was the deal before you married me.
So. That subject could be a whole hour podcast.
Probably.
How couples go to bed. My wife is exactly opposite of me. She wants the TV on. She wants lights on. I need everything off. I need TV
Quiet.
Off. Complete. I'm talking complete darkness. And then I turn on my sound machine. And it's... That drives her crazy.
The sound machine.
She doesn't like any of those three things.
Oh, any of them.
Oh,
she doesn't
funny.
Want it totally dark. She doesn't want the sound machine. And she doesn't want quiet. She needs to go to bed with the TV on.
And I could. There's no possible way I can fall asleep if the TV's on.
I love falling asleep to the TV.
But do couples ever just say, okay, that's it, dark, TV off, and then they lay there and fall asleep together? Does that ever happen?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
We have never done that in my 33 years of marriage.
It just depends on the people.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
It is. But you are right. Everyone's sleep habits are very different.
Yeah.
Some are better than others.
Yes. Definitely.
So, John, are you, because you go to bed early, what is she? She's not there with you when you're going to bed at 6, 7 o'clock.
No, so I am completely dark, which in the summer is a challenge on our shift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the sound machine, which I didn't use before being on the shift, but I need it to drown out the noise.
Yeah.
The house.
But when then she slithers in bed later, doesn't that totally ruin your whole night or no?
She's able to do it quietly enough that I don't usually wake up.
You must be a deep sleeper.
I'm a pretty deep sleeper. Yeah. So it works.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But she's not like a TV person. She doesn't need the TV on.
No.
Mm, I love it. Who's up, baby? Who's up?
Donna. I think it's John Meyer.
Are we back to me?
We're back to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Nikki had the book question.
And
Nikki,
I started
what is
with
your
bikinis.
What is your genre that you usually...
Here we go. Let them go, John. Take your question.
I'm
let
just curious. Maybe we'll we can
talk,
share.
We'll talk afterwards.
They're
going to
have book club here at the podcast.
I really would love
I know what it's going to be.
I would love book club.
I know what it is. With the ladies, it's either romance or crime. So that's it.
Those are my two favorites.
Well, I also like, as we were talking, World War II books.
John,
I
put
also
that away.
Those.
I want to know why these ladies like crime. Of all topics, why do you like crime?
It's sort of a how-to.
I love crime.
No, it
Why
is.
Why would you like crime? It's the most disgusting thing around. It's murder.
I love it.
Rennie is either Hallmark movies or true crime.
Why?
Like,
could
They're
you
kind
explain
of the
to
opposite.
Us?
And I don't find
I'm
the
not
true
judging.
Crime
I
stuff
like
interesting
World War...
at all.
No, yeah. I'm not judging because I like stories about Nazis. I don't know why. It's ridiculous.
There's just something about it. I don't know.
Isn't that nuts?
We can't explain it. It's
I
just
can't
there.
Explain it.
But it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It is a thing that women love true crime.
True?
Is that
and
the
maybe
gossip?
We should all be afraid.
You should be more careful.
I think Darren's afraid I'm going to murder him in his sleep sometimes. Just because I get so into it.
So into the true crime.
Like, how do you watch this?
I know.
And I think it's like depressing to like watch the crime stuff.
Me too.
But it's kind of the psychology is fascinating.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. You want to get into someone's head.
Yeah. Could be.
Now, when we used to have a cat, I used to tell you, he used to watch over me when I would take a nap or sleep, and I always think it's dreaming of killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what my wife is thinking?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Is this a crime? Is this what turned you guys on?
She found out about the loofah.
She's like, insurance policy, one stab.
All right, I have – it's not a question again.
That's all right. This is open to
it's
many
an observation, and it works for this one. This is from Todd. My tree was down on the 26th at 9 a.m. Take yours down. When Christmas is over, it's time to get into a spring mindset. Winter is for losers.
Is this from Todd or Joe?
Todd. But,
Winter is for losers.
Winter is for losers. And when Christmas is over, it's time to get in the spring mindset.
Well, we started with this topic. There's a
we
lot
did.
Of people that feel that way.
There are. Yeah, definitely.
Are you jealous that he took his tree down on the 26th?
Yes.
I wonder if he heard us talking about this yesterday.
But that last line, are we going to agree with that?
Did you talk about it yesterday?
Winter is for
he
losers.
He emailed it on January 1st, 2026. So
he might have heard
probably
us,
heard
yeah.
you talking about
well,
it.
Well, what did we say? I forget. We just,
on the show.
Yeah, we didn't say winter is for losers.
No, but you said I'm taking down the decorations.
Yeah, I took all the outside stuff is done.
It's done.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have
ours is still glowing brightly.
Yeah.
Well, John, because you don't realize winter is for losers.
We still have the Julian calendar Christmas, and I think you should leave it up till Valentine's Day, then exchange it with hearts.
No.
See, I can't. You can get in the spring mindset, but my big thing is I don't like to wish away time at all.
That's what I struggle
and
with.
So yeah. that, John, I am not going to say I can't wait until.
Dude, I'm so with you.
Spring weather is going to be here because that's 3 months away.
You're wishing away your life.
You're wishing away your life.
And I guarantee anyone on their deathbed with a horrible disease or malfunction. They're appreciating every moment, and they don't want to say, oh, I wish it were this or that.
No.
Every moment is – so I want to be that, but I hate winter.
And so even though winter may not be the best time
but
of
you
year,
still
I'm
have
take
to
take advantage
yes,
of it.
Yes, you have
and
to
I'm
stop.
I'm going to enjoy January and February.
Yes.
Even though I think January feels like it's 80 days long,
yeah,
you still have to enjoy it.
You do. And I try.
I try to phase out saying I can't wait until.
Well, could you hate it and enjoy it? That's.
I think you kind of do.
Yeah.
I see. You hate winter, but you are out enjoying it all the time.
My analogy is to me, it's a jail sentence. And if I were in jail, I wouldn't sit in my cell and be like, woe is me, I hate life. I'd be trying to make the most of being in jail.
Would you write a book? Or
I'd be writing. I'd be hanging out with the guys. We'd be lifting the weights. we'd be sneaking.
Sharpening your shanks.
Yes. I'd be like, 3 more months, I'm out of here. But I'm going to make the most of it while I'm there.
Okay.
But that's why you go on winter bike, right? Yeah. That's why Mindy and I like to ski. It's taking advantage of what's here.
So to complete my analogy, I would never say, I can't wait to go back to jail again. But when I'm there, I'm going to make the most of it.
Yes.
So the people look forward to winter, I don't get it. That's like saying look forward to jail. But while I'm in it, I'm going to make the most of it.
This is kind of an interesting question.
Ooh, here we go.
And it's a science-y question for Joe.
My specialty here.
Yes, this is from Andy. Joe, I was watching the moon last night, and it was fairly windy. I saw the clouds blowing by.
There they are.
Some were in front of the moon. Some were behind the moon. Can you explain this?
Well,
is 248,000 miles away. All the clouds should be in front of the moon, no?
Yeah, so the highest cloud is like 8, 9
miles. Why does
miles
it look
up?
Like there are...
I don't know why that illusion happened, but yes, there was definitely no clouds
behind the moon.
Okay. But you will see that in cartoons and movies and stuff.
It looks like they're behind it.
Yeah.
And I do think that there is some optical illusions that happen when you look
at it. I would say
because
the dark part of the moon, which are called the maria, these basaltic gray areas, so if that gray matches a cloud that's in front of it, it's going to look like maybe it's behind it and it's chipping away at the back and front side.
The dark side of the moon?
The dark side of the moon. Oh. We never see that. So definitely not. Highest cloud, 8 miles. Moon, 240,000 miles away.
None behind it.
No clouds. The moon has no moisture, no clouds, and there's definitely nothing behind it. No.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andy from Honesdale, for that good science-y question.
All right.
It's Joe's turn. Yes.
That's it.
Are you
going to
dig deep?
I'm going mid. I'm a mid guy. Because I stir them up before you guys came in here, just so you know. All right. This one is from Jennifer Berger, I believe a semi-regular contributor.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Joe, oh, these are all so appropriate. You swear that they're speaking my language. Did you see that was random? I promise.
It was random.
This one is for John and Mindy.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Taking weeks of vacation time around the holidays is crazy, especially with the frigid temperatures like we've been experiencing. Summer vacations are the best. You are doing a great job interacting with Justin. If anyone can do it, you can. Happy New Year. So she's from Pottsville. She just sent this in Tuesday, December 30th. So she probably heard me on TV. She said, you are right. Explain yourselves.
That's so funny.
Why do people take the week off of Christmas? I never understood that.
Well, because our kids have the week off from school.
Okay.
So that makes sense to do that.
Yeah, I think that's the primary answer. I mean, you go to Iowa every year.
Right.
So
that's another
travel's a big reason. Travel's a big reason.
And yeah, I mean, the kids have off school.
Yeah, but you see them every day after school. What's the difference?
I know.
How much kid stuff do you want? Come on.
Lots of kids stuff.
Because, I love my
kids
more
than
anybody. Because
you know what? They move away. I'm just telling you right now.
And, you know, at this point, I've been at WNEP a long time. I get a lot of vacation. So it works. I have the time.
So you have no regrets?
I don't have any regrets. I mean, there were a couple times during the week that I was like, yep, I'd rather be off in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, because there's way more that you can do
just
in the summer.
Just be honest, were you a little bored last week?
There were times.
Yeah.
Now, I ended up doing projects around the house that I don't normally do. So I got some stuff done that I was glad I got done. But and I think the kids really liked. It's funny how with us working the shift, they thought it was cool that I was watching a movie with them at night. And stuff like that. So those little things.
Yeah. And in a few years,
Dad,
they won't.
What movie are we going to watch tonight? You know, and so we took advantage of that.
But that same night you were watching the movie in 12 degrees, dark at 4:30. You could have been outside tossing the ball around on a summer night.
But he takes advantage of the summer, too.
I do.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when you're going to use those days, winter or summer.
And it's funny because we get a lot of time off. If I was to take that week as another week in the summer, the talkback calls would be coming in. Oh, they're never on. They never work.
Well, you know that's my life. Snedeker, he takes off every Monday. What is it? Well, that's why, because I save these up.
They're kind of right. I mean,
because I'm here all winter long.
And you know what I found is a lot of people don't understand the whole thing of use it or lose it with vacation.
Oh,
so
true.
Many employers, you can carry over your days off.
Right.
Ours isn't that.
No.
If we don't use those days off, they're gone.
And another,
and we're not going to lose days off. Like, if we get those days off, I'm going to take them.
Yeah, that's your time.
But another thing here, only in this business, we get comp days. So I didn't take off any time for New year's day.
Oh yeah. That's so now you get a day
and,
off.
And all those people weren't watching probably on New year's day, but I'm going to take that day somewhere else. And they'll say he's off again.
Yes,
because that's right. My New year's day. Most people can't move their holidays around. We can,
Yeah,
which is great because I work all the holidays. I volunteer. It gets me out of a lot
for many reasons.
It gets me out of a lot of stuff.
Please tell, this is from Patricia. Trish, please tell Carrie that I requested that cake for my birthday on November 26th. She will not be disappointed.
What cake?
Good choice, Joe. Good choice, Nikki.
Right. It was Nikki who picked it out.
Oh, the cake for Carrie.
Yeah, the Carrie cake.
Birthday, yeah.
I'm vacationing now in Naples, Florida, and watching WNEP live stream.
There you go.
Thank you.
See, folks, you can watch anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
Yes.
Describe the cake. What made you get that one?
It was pretty much what they had.
Okay, so you
it was the one that they had for sale?
For Carrie and Mindy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Sam's Club. It was just a really nice looking cake.
Chocolate?
It was chocolate with white frosting.
Yeah, I even liked it. I'm not a chocolate guy.
That's so funny that she went and got the cake.
I know. That is funny.
Nikki, cool. You're the cake trendsetter.
I'm a cake influencer.
Yeah. Yes.
The cake lady.
Yes.
Who knew?
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Hopefully it's a question.
Yeah, I haven't had a question yet. Oh, they're numbers.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
And this is from Todd again.
Well,
all right.
Is he the Winters for Losers guy?
Yeah.
Let's see what else is on his mind.
Let's end the year with a few observations.
Okay, here we go.
Number one.
Yep.
Adults should not wear earmuffs. Right,
Tony B, you look
like a cartoon character.
Let's stop there. What?
Tony B, is that
Let's stop.
Anthony?
Oh.
I think he wears earmuffs.
Oh, okay.
He wears earmuffs. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's stop right there before you go through. How many is on the list?
Four.
Okay, so do you guys agree with that one?
No, I think earmuffs are cute.
I have earmuffs.
Yeah.
So you have no problem with that?
No. I can't see my husband wearing them.
I would never wear earmuffs.
And the fact that you said it's cute. No man wants to say something he's wearing is cute. So that's...
No.
To me, it does seem childish.
Okay.
When they first came out, I wore those wraparound things on TV, like when I'd be reporting, instead of a full-on hat.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, I didn't like very much.
I think when you wear earmuffs, you're doing it for fashion reasons, aren't you?
No, you're keeping your ears warm.
No, but there's more practical ways to do that. Like just an ugly hat, like I have.
It's an accessory. Something.
Yeah, I think it's more of an accessory.
Especially if they're like little animals, like little teddy bear earmuffs, or.
So,
if you're trying to keep your ears warm and you're in World War II, you're not going to have earmuffs on. You see what I'm saying?
That's
so you
true.
Want form follows function. The function is the most important thing. You don't care what this thing.
You don't care about the fashion.
No.
Okay. I went out to dinner on Saturday in Toronto. At this steakhouse. It was a nice steakhouse, and there was this woman in there. She was wearing all white, and she had these white, fluffy earmuffs on.
Fashion.
In the restaurant. And I'm thinking, why?
Yeah,
inside.
So
inside the restaurant?
That's Todd's point.
Yeah.
So no adult should wear earmuffs. Next.
Number two, Mindy is basically part-time.
Based on what we just said, taking a lot of time off.
Well, and especially after December. I think she worked 6 days the whole month.
Maybe six or seven, maybe five. I don't know. But yeah, like I didn't realize I had so many days left. I need to keep better track. And that is one of my New Year's resolutions.
Keep better track of your days off.
Yes. So be honest, you really don't track them at all?
No, I do. I do track them. But okay, so this is the difference. My husband got a job where he now didn't have any time off. Normally, before that, we would always plan off time off together.
Okay.
So since he didn't have time off, I wasn't planning any for myself because then we couldn't do stuff together.
Oh, I see. So then just piled up at the end of the year.
Right. And then I was all of a sudden like, oops, I have too much time off. So
you're going to do better this year.
That's one of my resolutions.
I have a day
planner. I'm also going to lose 5 pounds.
I have a day planner, and every day I know exactly where it's going to be. I have 37 days to take off. And I have.
Have you already planned it out?
Pretty much.
For the year.
See, I can't do that. I need to be spontaneous. I can't pre-plan, which I should do.
Yep.
I should plan, but I don't.
You should plan more and don't worry about the 5 pounds. Number three.
Number three, legs get cold.
Let me explain that one. So if I'm doing construction, if I'm skiing, if I'm mountain biking, I'm not going to have shorts on.
Yeah.
But if I'm just running to the mailbox, going to the mall, going to the supermarket, doing a forecast in the backyard for 5-10 minutes at a time, I'll wear shorts and legs don't get cold. But if you're out for a long period of time, yes, they're going to get cold. But for the most part, when I'm doing short interval things, I'll wear shorts all winter long. And the Catholic school girls know because they have their skirts on. And Mindy and Nikki knows because you guys have your dresses on. Legs don't get cold in short duration, right?
I wear tights, though.
I know a lot of women, they have just dresses on in the winter.
My
you know
arms
that.
Get a lot colder than my legs do.
That's true.
Arms don't get cold either, and that's why vests are perfect, because your body's trying to protect the vital organs and keep them alive, less blood flow to the extremities, so they're like, oh, if this guy loses legs or arms or fingers, he'll still be alive, his torso and organs will be safe. So your blood and body conserves heat for the core and doesn't care about the extremities, thus they don't feel as cold, I'm telling you.
Except toes. Fingers.
Toes, yeah.
Well, your toes are a way body's
they
way of are, saying, yeah. We don't need this to keep
we
you
don't
alive.
Need them. I know.
Right. Keep the core going.
What else is Tom
number
saying?
Four,
number four.
The morning crew is great.
Oh!
Can we allow a compliment?
Good job, Todd. Good job.
Good compliment. All right. Well, when are we wrapping this up? You said you only wanted to go for a
so
half an hour.
So who went first again?
I did.
John went first.
What's how long it's have we been doing this?
About a half an hour.
This will be the last
then
round.
We gotta go.
You, then me, and then Nikki, and we're done.
Okay, quick.
Or want to just end now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll end after this.
Okay, Mindy, right John, and Joe.
Jeez, okay. No, how about if we end if it's a good one?
Okay.
We have to end on a good one. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, winter is for losers.
This is funny. Mindy, John, and Joe, doesn't it annoy you that Blake Anderson gets more airtime than you guys? Every morning, he's pushing the same gadgets time after time. Do we really need that stuff? Am I allowed to read this, by the way?
Who's
yes.
Blake Anderson?
He's
Blake
the guy
Anderson,
selling though? The stuff during the show.
That's not Blake Anderson.
That's not his name?
What is that guy's name?
I don't know.
Well, so we air during our streaming show 7 to 9, even during the 7?
And the main show, too.
Yeah, we do.
The guy selling gadgets, the power washer, the
things
the
that he's
air
tested
compressor.
And say, yeah.
He's not, that's not his name, though.
Oh, okay. So whatever the
but
guy's name is.
But whoever the guy is, he gets more airtime. Hey, they're paying the bills. What can we say?
But it does, however, solve a decades-old curiosity. Ooh. Now I know where Steve Martin got his electric dog polisher and gasoline-powered turtleneck sweater. That's not quite what he's selling, but close.
So his point is that these are useless items.
Yes, pretty much. This is Drew from Tamaqua, and he ends it by saying, you guys and the entire crew at WNEP, have a happy new year.
Oh, that's awesome. This is a great way to end this, but that is a good point, right? Because these items that that gentleman, whoever he is, does sell on our station, they're paying the bills.
They do.
We don't have any, we don't have any control over that. And he does sell things that it's – you don't need, and then when you see it, you're like, maybe I need that. But
I gotta
you really
say,
don't need them.
You know the one.
Don't tell me you bought one.
I didn't buy it, but I got it for Christmas.
You did not.
My mother-in-law. The little battery chargeable tire inflator.
Oh,
you got
yes.
that one.
I got it.
You got
that's
that
awesome.
I don't know if
why
she
did
bought
you tell
it.
Us earlier?
I don't know if she bought it from him or not, but I got it.
That is huge. Why did you tell us earlier?
And I love it.
Yeah, see? There you go. There you go. It's stuff you do need, apparently.
That's the little button. You can choose car, bike, ball.
I have one for my bike. It's about as big as a pack of matches. So these things are awesome. They really do work.
And I think Nikki needs one, too, because she had a flat tire
the other day. Nikki, come on.
All right. We'll talk to Blake Masters or whatever
his name is.
Keep the questions coming, brownbag@WNEP.com. We're done for this week, and we want to remind everyone you can listen to this every Monday or whenever. That's when it goes live. But you can watch all the old ones on our streaming channel. You could search it on YouTube. We're all over the place.
And
right?
We're back to live this Friday.
And we're back to live this Friday. And
exciting.
I'm going to end with this. Go ahead, beat me up if you want. Are you ready? I'm leaving. Winter is for losers!
I'm going to beat you up. Here I come.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything, Mr. Curiosity.